According to the report from the group Share Better, around two-thirds of all short-term rental activity in New York City is illegal.
New York actually has some of the strongest laws on short-term rentals in the country and actually in the world.
One of those laws, says report author and urban planning professor David Walksmith, forbids any rental of an entire house for fewer than 30 days.
And the city just has a very hard time tracking down hosts to talk about enforcement.
The city passed a law last summer looking to help, forcing Airbnb and similar companies to disclose host information, but a judge has put it on hold. If things stay the same, Walksmith says, thousands of units that could otherwise help house New Yorkers will instead be used to make more of a profit in the short-term market.
Basically, there's a reserve of about 10,000 homes that if we had effective regulations in place, those could just go onto the long-term rental market and really help with the housing shortage that New York is facing right now.
Airbnb in a statement says Walksmith's methodology is flawed and notes his report was funded by the hotel industry. Walksmith says it had no influence on his work.
Pretty much everybody who looks at the issue finds those same facts. The facts are what they are.
Steve Burns, WCBS, News Radio 880.